Because remember, for us as Catholics, the Christmas season begins on December the 25th. It does not come to an end on the 25th.
So we're continuing what we call the Christmas
season,
specifically the octave of Christmas, the 8 days following of special celebrations that we conclude today, the octave, that is, with the special celebration in honor of Mary, the Mother of God. Now,
some of you have heard about the news about my mom, Mary Brooks. The day after Christmas, she suffered
what we now
was a minor stroke. She's now hospitalized in Mansfield, Texas, where she lives. It's been near Fort Worth.
So I've been spending part of this last week with her. I'm glad to report that she's doing amazingly well. There's going to be no damage to her cognitive or physical abilities. She is going to make a full recovery on that. She remains hospitalized for issues concerning the function of her kidneys, which are unrelated to the stroke. So she's feeling just fine. You know, she's at the hospital now, fighting boredom with her yarn and her crochet needles, and working away to making more creations, and probably watching some college football. And so, but
your prayers for her, through all this and for our family are greatly appreciated. So thank you and God bless you for that. And because
she's doing well, I'm planning on going on retreat, for a week, beginning on Tuesday. I'll be going to the Pastoral Life Center, in Wichita, Kansas. I'll be joining, several other priests from various dioceses for a 6 day long silent retreat. And I do this about every other year in January. So please keep me in your prayers and those other priests, and I'll be keeping you in my prayers as well. For daily mass, we'll have different priests coming in to substitute. And next Sunday to substitute will be Father Brian O'Brien, the president of Bishop Kelly High School. Also, he oversees the Damien House, which is just adjacent here to the parish hall, the former convent house. It's a place for young men who are discerning about entering the seminary. And so when I called him to see if he could substitute for this next weekend, I told him that, think of it this way, your travel time between your residence and the parish church for mass will be minimal. He has to walk out the door and take about 15 steps and walk into another. So he's graciously agreed to that. So we have our 2017 parish calendars are available in the vestibule of the church. We have two different kinds, one featuring Pope Francis, the other one featuring various saints, particularly saints related to the Americas. So you're welcome to take those with you as you wish. They're free as a gift. Because it is now a new calendar year. It is now 2017. And some of us, if you're like me, will be kind of struggling for the next week, maybe two, of writing a 7 on the checks at the end instead of a 6 and kind of get that through our heads. It's a new calendar year, a new day. Now, it's interesting, January 1st has not always been New Year's. In various different places, at different times, it's been a different date on the calendar. Even in the state, in the Chinese New Year of Tet is usually later in January. The Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, is much later in the year. And it wasn't until the 1750s that the British Empire adopted
January 1st
as New Year's Day. Now why, I'd have to give you a long history about the Julian calendar versus the Gregorian calendar, but I'll save that for another Sunday for that discourse. But in the 1750s, throughout the British Empire, including the colonies in North America, that became New Year's Day. Now prior to that, in England and elsewhere in much of Christian Europe, New Year's Day was March the 25th. On the church's calendar, that is the celebration of the Annunciation. We're here in Luke's Gospel that the Archangel Gabriel comes to announce to Mary that she has been chosen by God to become the mother of the Messiah, of the Savior, of Jesus, and she says yes. Now, it's March the 25th because it is exactly 9 months to the day before December the 25th. We celebrate the Nativity of the Lord of the gift of the Incarnation, the Word made flesh for our salvation. March the 25th was New Year's Day. Now, for those of you who are familiar with The Lord of the Rings, written by the Catholic writer and professor J.R.R. Tolkien, now, sorry, if you haven't read it, I'm going to be a little bit of a spoiler. If you remember the date on the calendar in which the ring of power is destroyed, is March the 25th. That is no accident. Because when that happens for the people in the story, that becomes New Year's Day. Because it is the beginning of a new age, a new era, a new hope, a victory over the powers of darkness. March the 25th is New Year's Day. Because on the Feast of the Annunciation of the Lord, when that gift is offered to Mary, and she says yes, that is the beginning of a new era, a new hope, a new light, a new world. It is New Year's. That is what we celebrated quite distinctly on the 25th of December. The Nativity of the Lord that we continue to celebrate in this Christmas season, in this octave of Mary as the Mother of God. A new day has dawned. The victory over the powers of death, the fallen powers of the world, has taken place. So we rejoice, we celebrate.
The Word of God has become
flesh to dwell among us
for our salvation.
Become it like us in all things but sin. That is the great proclamation of the incarnation
of God made
flesh. Or as St. Leo the Great put it, the Son of God becomes human, one of us, so that we humans can become fully the children of God. That is what we celebrate in the Nativity. That is what we continue to celebrate today. As I said on Christmas Eve,
the gift of the Incarnation is telling us that we are not just accidents of evolution.
We are more than a collection of molecules, of brain impulses, of physical appetites. We are, as Pope Emeritus Benedict puts it, we are, each one of us, a precious thought in the mind of God. And that's why we've been given the gift of Jesus Christ in the Incarnation. A new era has dawned. A new year, a new life is given to us.
But on this day of January 1st,
which before all this changed,
was really New Year,
the church already had a special
celebration,
the octave of the of the Jesus being given his name, as we hear in today's gospel. Now we celebrate as Mary as the Mother of God. That title is not an accident either, because it is an affirmation of the divinity of Jesus. That there's a big discussion, would be a nice word to put it, a big argument amongst some of the early Christians of exactly what this all meant. Should Mary be known as the Mother of the Christ? And there's something, well, that's really nice, but that doesn't fully tell us the revealed truth. That's why it's Mother of God, or in Greek, the Theotokos, the God-bearer. That it is God, the divinity of God. God, remember, God the Son becomes one of us so that we can become children of God. That is what this proclaims. That's what the title of Mary means, always affirming the divinity of Christ. And because she has said yes, and that the Annunciation, she goes in haste to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And just like when the shepherds, we hear the angel of the Lord appears to them in Luke's gospel, they go in haste to Bethlehem to see the newborn child, the Word made flesh. They are amazed at what
has happened. They treasure it in their hearts.
And they share the
gift with Mary and the shepherds. And that's why we,
on this January the 1st, God, are called that we as disciples, as the church, are to do the same. We too are to go in haste, to go and to share this good news, this new era, this new life, this new hope in the Word made flesh, the Incarnation. We're to be amazed at this gift that is given to us. We're to treasure it. We're to go and to share that gift in all we say and do, particularly now as we remember to write the 7 at the end of the numbers on the check for the date instead of the 6. To go and to share this gift, this good news, this new life, this new era, this new hope in all we say and do. At the dinner table, in the workplace, in the classroom,
in the
neighborhood, in the community, and also this includes our presence on social media if you have such a presence. we share this good news in haste, in amazement. Treasure it. Because that is what we are called to do. To be authentically disciples, to rejoice in the gift of the Incarnation, and through the intercession of Mary, the mother of our Lord and Savior, God the Son, our mother as the Church, we ask her to pray for us in this new calendar year that we will be witnesses of this great hope, of this new life, this new era offered to us, to the Word made flesh in Jesus Christ. May this be our hope in the new calendar year, to live fully our life in Christ, and to share this gift in joy and amazement and wonder in all we say and do in this 2017.